Good morning, traders. This is your breaking news alert for January 19th, 2026 at 5 p.m. We have three key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. The stock has seen a bit of a mixed run lately, currently trading around US$620 a share, with a 3.4% decline over the past 7 days and a 5.8% drop over the last month. This recent pullback comes despite an impressive long-term performance, boasting a roughly four-fold return over 3 years and a 124.7% gain over the past five. Investors are actively debating whether the current price offers value or if it's looking stretched, especially as the company continues its aggressive push into artificial intelligence tools across its entire platform ecosystem. The big question for investors is whether Meta's AI investments will translate into renewed growth that justifies its current valuation amidst this recent dip. Next up, update two. He has suggested implementing a 10% cap on credit card interest rates, a move that could send ripples through the credit card industry. While payment processing giants like Visa and MasterCard don't directly lend money, their entire business model relies on the health and volume of transactions within the credit card ecosystem. Analysts are weighing in, assessing how such a cap could indirectly affect their revenue streams, potentially by reducing the profitability for credit card issuers, which in turn could impact usage or transaction volumes across the Visa and MasterCard networks. Investors will be watching closely to understand the full implications for these key players in the payment space. And finally, update number three. This isn't just a concern for banks that issue credit cards. It extends to the very backbone of the payment system. For companies like Visa and MasterCard, whose massive networks facilitate trillions in transactions annually, any policy that significantly alters the profitability or attractiveness of credit cards for consumers or issuers could eventually lead to shifts in transaction volumes or fee structures. While not direct lenders, their fee revenue is intrinsically linked to the overall health and size of the credit card market. Market watchers are assessing if this regulatory risk could compel issuers to scale back offerings, which would subsequently impact the growth trajectory of these dominant payment networks. It's a key risk factor that investors in the financial services sector are scrutinizing. That concludes all three updates in your breaking news alert for January 19, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainhart.com.